Leviticus chapter 26, verse 21. So part of the curses of God, so one of the blessings of God in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 6, says that he will drive the wild beast out of the land, right? But when he's pronouncing the curses, and we're in that right here, look at what it says. It says, and if you walk contrary unto me, verse 21, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. Why would the highways be desolate? Because they're afraid of some lion coming to attack them. You ever seen those tiger attack videos where people are like riding elephants in India, and then all of a sudden this tiger just jumps out and attacks the guy and jumps on him while he's on the elephant? I mean, they're crazy. There was a story I heard of a tiger that these guys were in a boat. There was a five men in this boat, and the tiger swam, right? Did you know that? Tigers swim. So this tiger swam out, jumped in the boat, killed one of the guys, drug it back to, swam back with him to land, left it on the shore, swam back to the boat, killed the next guy, drug him back to the shore, left him. The tiger swam back again, killed the third guy, took him back to the land, and then came back for the fourth guy, killed him, took him back. And by the time he had done all that, it was too tired to kill the last guy. That's how crazy they are. I mean, if the Lord's going to allow a tiger to eat you, it's a pretty determined animal, isn't it? So God said he will send the wild beast among us. It says it will rob you of your children and destroy your cattle. That's one of the curses that God said. And basically he said, if you'll walk contrary to me and will not hearken unto me, I'll bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sin. And one of those seven times more plagues is to have animals and beasts come and rob you of your children. I mean, that's pretty scary, especially if you live in the Philippines or India or, you know, these places where, I mean, here, well, we got the bears and we got the wolves and coyotes and mountain lions. But, like, some of these places, they're everywhere. I mean, there's not even a poisonous snake in the Willamette Valley. There's no poisonous snakes here. There's no poisonous spiders here. And basically, we just got cougars and stuff to deal with, and those are up in the mountains. But that could change. That could change. Look at 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 24. Because don't you ever see like news reports where like a bear like stumbles into some area of where people live? In Alaska and in Colorado and places like that, my sister lived in Colorado, and the bears would come right up to her front door all the time. That would be scary. They're just like, oh, do, 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 do. You know, I'm sure people get attacked by bears more than we realize. But 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 24 says, and the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon. This is after God like said, okay, I'm done dealing with Israel, and he finally wiped them out. So it says, and the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cutha and from Ava and from Hamath and from Sepharvaim and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Lord. So these are people that are replaced. This is replacement theology going on. Replacing the children of Israel. And then these are people from Samaria and Babylon, right? It says, therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. So is it biblical that God would send lions after people to eat them? Yes, it is. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, the nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he has sent lions among them, and behold, they slay them because they know not the manner of the God of the land. And so they end up getting people in there to teach them stuff, but it wasn't still right. So fast forward to Jesus' time, these are the people that had replaced the children of Israel. And so they kind of had like a quasi-belief in God, but they weren't right about a lot of things. That's where this happened, though. But God sent lions, and even they realized that the lions were being sent to them. And it's not like these were Bible-believing Christians, but if lions come in and they act different than they normally would act, don't you think that it might be, you might think that these are sent from God?